Welcome back. It's the Notorious R.A.D. I'm your host, Aaron Lewis. Alongside me, Dakota Smith. Well, I guess technically he's in front of me. Dakota Smith's in front of me. To the left of me is Riley Funk. And guys, the sports world was pretty quiet this past week. I mean, college football went off. We had a great time with the conference championship games. NFL was pretty quiet, to be completely honest with you. We did have the most boring game anyone's ever watched on Monday, besides a Super Bowl that also had that specific team in there. But, you know, you can't win them all having great games. We're just going to go ahead and just talk about the CFP really quick. We've got a new head of the table. Alabama back on top. First time this year. Georgia's been absolutely dominating every single team they've played. And finally went up against the almighty Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. And honestly, the best way to explain it is they got shellacked.
It shows that Nick Saban, time and time again, is one of the greatest coaches in the history of college football.
He is the greatest coach in the history of college football.
But like that just proves it. Georgia, like you said, Aaron, powerhouse, and they get destroyed in the SEC championship game. I mean, none of us were thinking that going into it. I'm pretty sure we all thought it was going to be a close game or maybe flip the other way.
Okay. But then we also realized that Stetson Bennett is dog shit.
Yeah, he's not actually good at quarterback. Not remotely good. Like, Georgia's defense, time and time again in that fourth quarter, got stop after stop after stop, and they couldn't do anything with it.
And, I mean, it was literally the battle of the quarterbacks and their number one receivers the entire game. Bryce Young finished the game 26 for 44 with 421 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jameson Williams was his leading receiver with 7 catches, 184 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then on the other side of the ball, Georgia was led by Stetson Bennett, 29 for 48, 340, 3 touchdowns, but 2 interceptions, and his leading receiver was Brock Bowers with 10 catches for 139 yards and a touchdown.
By the way, that Bowers kid's a tight end, and he is very, very good.
Yes,
he is. That kid will play on Sundays for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very talented tight end. But
you know what I think is
the other big story for Alabama coming out of that game is John Mechie.
That's tough.
Did they confirm it was a torn ACL?
I believe so. John Mechie, if you guys know, he was honestly the heart and soul of that receiving core this year. Everyone knew his name. He was the guy that he was, you know, as most people would say, Captain Reliable. No matter what, Mechie was ready to play. And unfortunately, he did suffer an injury during the game, and it's gonna hurt. Definitely,
it is confirmed ACL injury.
So
ESPN's title even goes to as far as to say significant ACL injury.
Well,
so
there it is, folks. Yeah, John Mechie
is going to be out probably the majority of next year too.
Yeah, that's gonna be ACL injuries are very hard to come back from. Like, they're not something that you just come back quickly and make a big change. And
we could think of this in a positive light, though. Remember Joe Burrow last year? Like, his knee got, like, completely torn up, and they didn't think he would be back at the start of this year, and they thought that he was going to have to sit a whole nother year.
Yeah.
But he still came back strong. So,
and then, I mean, two different positions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very true.
But I mean, with a quarterback position, especially, I think it was his landing leg, not his drive leg, that he
I don't remember what
that he hurt. So, like, when you're with quarterback, like, if it's that drive leg, yeah, I understand. Like, that's gonna take a long time to recover from, because you don't have that power anymore that you had once. Whereas with a receiver, like, you've got to be able to run down a field and absolutely, you know, moss another human being.
You have to be able to trust that knee.
Yeah. And I'm just going to be honest with you. If I have a torn ACL and I'm coming back from it, I'm not trusting it to go up, jump 4 feet off the ground, and then
come back down and land on that knee.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to take – I mean, that's why those injuries take time, especially with wide receivers.
Yeah.
Wide receivers and running backs. I mean, the one exception is Adrian Peterson when he came back from his ACL injury and was an absolute monster the next year. But
right. But, I mean, CFP, we've got Alabama on top, Michigan, Georgia, and Cincinnati.
It'll be interesting to see when it gets a little bit closer to these games on January 1st, on the New Year's weekend.
It's December 31st.
Yeah, they're playing on the 31st. They're playing New Year's Eve.
Oh.
They play at 3:30. I think it's what?
3:30 and 7:30?
Is that Eastern or Central?
I think that's Central.
We are Central.
The New Year's 6. They always advertise it as the New Year's 6 on ESPN, like the big bowl games and everything. But it'll be interesting to see the storylines going in because, obviously, Alabama versus Cincinnati, I mean, that's a
David versus Goliath matchup. But
how dare you insult Cincinnati by calling it David versus Goliath?
But
that is such an insult.
I'm sorry. You could think of it as when you're going up against, you already said it yourself, going up against the greatest college football coach ever.
And they're going to beat them. They are going to beat them.
Cincinnati is Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
And Alabama's the Death Star. And they are going to, according to Dakota, they're going to go in and blow up the Death Star.
They are. I don't care. I don't care if they're two touchdown underdogs. I don't care.
It would just be cool to see them in there.
Are we okay after watching Georgia Saturday? Are we so sure the SEC is actually that good?
Well, remember a couple of years ago when Oklahoma played Alabama in the Sugar Bowl? Like, that was the year that the SEC got like steamrolled in bowl games because Oklahoma beat Alabama, and then TCU handled Ole Miss in the Peach Bowl. So maybe it's one of those years where the SEC is having a little bit of a down year. It'll be interesting to see when we get into bowl season.
I mean, Bryce Young's going to win the Heisman. There's no doubt about that. But are we sure the SEC is that good, or is this the case of they've all just beat up on each other? But like, because Alabama played like crap again, didn't score a touchdown for 59.5 minutes against Auburn, who, if I'm not mistaken, isn't even in a bowl game.
Yeah.
And got pushed by an LSU team who is not good. Got pushed by an Arkansas team who is nah.
But
and got beat by an A&M team who is the nah.
They're
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, does that matter? Like, in the looks of it, that they just went and took it to the number one team in the nation that's held every team that they've played this season to under what?
And that is my argument. Is the SEC actually that good, or is the rest of the country catching up? I think we'll have a better idea going into that game.
Yeah.
How many SEC schools play schools outside? Wake Forest and A&M play the same day at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
I mean, I think
Tennessee plays Purdue. That I mean, there's two. There's a middle-of-the-pack SEC versus a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team who has beat some quality Big Ten teams.
That's very true.
Mississippi State plays Texas Tech. Texas Tech's terrible. Mississippi State should win that game by 20. But
I think
– by the way, can we also – this is on another tangent.
Yeah.
Too many bowl games.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like – Hawaii's in a bowl game at under 500. They're 6-7.
Well,
why?
I think the qualifications for a bowl game should be you have to be at least 6-6.
Oh, I think you should have
a winning record.
I think you should have to have at least 7 wins.
Okay.
But
I think having a losing record, like you said, is bad. But I think also it's also for these companies to try and get like more revenue, more TV spots and all that stuff. But like, to go off your point about the SEC, I think you can kind of relate it to the Big 12 a little bit. They're not in the same facet. They're not in the same area. But there's never – Big 12 teams always beat up on each other, and they always play each other close, no matter, like, what ranking they are.
Yeah.
Like, Oklahoma State was one of the first teams out of the playoff, and Baylor goes in, and a lot of people expected Oklahoma State to just – play really well and think that, hey, this is their time to get into the playoff. But Baylor comes in and surprises everybody. it's not uncommon for this to happen
if you
towards
look,
the end of the season.
If you 1, 2, 3 of the 5 games on New Year's Day have an SEC team against another Power 5 school.
I guess we'll figure out how good they are. I mean,
in the last couple of years, the SEC has not fared well against other teams outside of the conference in bowl games. But then when you see them play against teams outside of their conference in regular season, like, it's a completely different story. And I will side with
a lot of those games are early on in the year, though, too.
Yeah,
like that's you know, you've known me forever.
Yeah.
You've known me for like the last 4 or 5 years. You know how much I dislike the SEC.
I know.
I'm a Big 12 guy through and through.
Oh, yeah, Big 12 all the way.
I'm a Big 12 guy through and through, but...
But, I mean, it's just one of those times it's like, yeah, it's early in the season, mm-hmm. but it's early in the season for everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, if there was going to be a time that the SEC was going to lose to a team outside of their conference, then it would be that time. You know what I'm saying?
You also have to take into account, though, like, some of these guys have never played on, like, the biggest stage before, and when they're playing for, like, a huge bowl game, like, you know, the lights can get a little too bright.
You're going to get the best team. You're going to get the best Cincinnati on December 31st.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm excited
and
for
I
that.
Hope,
it'll be
and
great.
Without a doubt, as an Alabama fan, I hope they bring me nothing less. Like, I want...
God...
I think the basketball agrees with you, Aaron.
Did someone kick that basketball into the door? Holy
I don't know.
Crap. That kind of scared me a little bit.
But as an Alabama fan, I want nothing less than their best, because at that point, if they don't, it's not a fun game to watch. I don't want to watch my team absolutely kick the shit out of another team.
You want the best.
I want something close. I want a one-score game.
I mean, I'd much rather this be Cincinnati than, like, Notre Dame.
Because
we've all seen what Alabama does to Notre Dame when Notre Dame's in the CFP. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, hey. Thank you. Hard pass.
Yeah, we get to watch Najee Harris light his nuts across another man's head.
That game was embarrassing.
It was so, and what was funny, the funniest thing about that game was the fact that everyone was like, oh, Alabama's not that good. Notre Dame's the best. They're gonna beat Alabama by like 2 touchdowns. I'm like, no, they're not. Stop.
No.
Stop.
Well, Notre Dame barely beats half decent teams by 2 touchdowns.
Well, as great of an offense as they had last year with like Waddle and Smith and Najee Harris in the backfield, that's like an unbelievable core. I mean, they're all starters in the NFL, and it's like how could you not beat the crap out of Notre Dame?
Exactly. And I'm like, you only won by. What, 7? Was it 3 or 7 when they played Clemson at home last year?
That was a tight game, if I remember correctly. But that was Trevor Lawrence. Notre Dame won that game. Trevor Lawrence didn't play.
Exactly. If you're gonna hold that as a
because Trevor Lawrence had COVID.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. You're barely gonna beat a Trevor Lawrence-less Clemson. How do you think you're going to fare against one of the most dominant offenses in college football?
Not well.
What about on the other side? Like, I know we've been talking about, you know, Cincinnati and Alabama. What about this Michigan Georgia game?
Where is it played?
Orange Bowl.
Orange Bowl.
So it'll be.
So it's in
Florida.
Florida.
Okay. I think
that's probably going to be a Georgia heavy crowd. You think?
Oh,
yeah. But,
yeah.
But there's Michigan fans everywhere.
There are Michigan fans everywhere, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a help towards Georgia.
What stadium are they playing in? Do you have any idea?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Hard Rock Stadium.
That's the Dolphin Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a little – they're going to lean more of an advantage towards Georgia for the simple fact of – you got to think about it. It is December 31st. Michigan, all they've been doing is practicing in the cold and dealing with the cold.
Yeah.
Yes, they have an indoor facility, but
I just think Michigan's gonna run this ball down Georgia's throat.
Oh, I do.
Because I don't really think Cade McNamara is gonna throw all day.
I don't think he can throw the
ball.
Like before we get on this, I'm like, this game, the over under is 43.5 in this game.
This is gonna be like a
17-14 type, 20-17 type game.
And both defenses are so good.
Both these defenses are incredible.
And I'm looking forward to it because I think this Alabama Cincinnati game is going to be a shootout.
Oh, I do too.
And then
that game is going to be like your classic 42-38, 45-41 type game.
Oh yeah.
And then that national championship game is going to get an air raid offense against a great defense, and that's what I think we all would love to see.
And I'm here for it no matter what because, I mean,
we won't pick this just yet either.
No, we'll wait. Down the road.
We've got a couple weeks to do that. But Aiden Hutchinson's just going to be – he's a dog.
Mm-hmm. He's a Heisman Trophy finalist for a reason.
And, I mean, he is currently battling Kayvon Thibodeau as the number one overall draft pick for the NFL draft.
Oh, God, and, the Lions.
But, no. I mean, the man is – he's fantastic.
Aiden Hutchinson doesn't have to go very far.
No. just have to drive right up the road.
Yeah. But, like I said, I think – this is going to be a great game. I think it could go either way because both offenses kind of struggle a little bit, but their defenses are what hold them together. And it's just going to we're just going to have to see who breaks, to be completely honest. And when it happens, shit, I'm ready. I will be 110% ready to watch it all unfold. Because I will watch every second of both those games.
They'll be great games.
I'm going to try to watch as much of those games as I can. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it is New Year's Eve.
That Wake Forest A&M game should be a good game to watch, too. Because
Wake Forest
doesn't play a lick of defense, but by God, they can score.
Oh, yeah.
Who does Pittsburgh play?
Pittsburgh's Sam good.
Hold on.
Pittsburgh's
Kenny
good.
Pickett's
I like. Hold did on. You see that? Did you see that? Like the fake that he had.
That is no. That should be illegal.
That move's gonna get that. That's going to get made illegal very quickly.
You can't do that. As a defender, I can't hit you once you start the act of a slide.
Yeah.
And the way he was doing it was that he was going into the slide and showing he was in the slide. So we have to pull up. I can't hit you. Or it's a 15-yard penalty.
That's very true.
So that needs to be nixed ASAP, no Rocky, and it has to be gone. Because if it doesn't, then it's going to become open season on quarterbacks as they go to slide. And
also, I'm going to tease this now. We are all going to do the Capital One Ball Mania.
I'm here for
it.
And we are going to make a group and stick it in the links, and we're going to go up against our listeners.
Ew.
I'm here for
it. See, that would be kind of interesting.
I'm here for it.
Right? Yeah, that was my idea.
I
will take credit for that.
Hey, I just want to say, though, Kenny Pickett is deserving.
He's a Heisman Trophy finalist for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, the kid has been balling out, and I'm here for it.
I think his problem is he plays in the ACC, and the ACC has sucked this year.
Yeah, like he's not gonna win.
He's their knight in shining armor, Dakota. Give him all the credit he deserves.
I mean, he is getting the credit he deserves.
He's a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Why not?
It's Bryce Young, Kenny Pickett, Aiden Hutchinson. Who's the fourth?
Is it the kid from Ole Miss?
It should be.
Hold on.
Because if it's not, that's Heisman finalist.
The only college football game going on this weekend.
CJ Stroud.
Army Navy.
Classic.
Go Army, beat Navy.
That's darn right.
Classic football game that takes an hour and a half because all they do is run the football.
Mm. And I'm here for it. As much as I'm here for Army kicking the shit out of Mizzou in the bowl game.
You know, I'm a big fan of running the football, too.
I'm just also a big fan of watching Mizzou lose. So whenever Army plays Mizzou, I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mizzou lose, get ready for a Saturday,
yeah,
baby.
Saturday.
Because KU and MU, oh, gosh.
Well, we all know that game's going to be a massacre.
See, every time I think of KU, MU in college basketball, I always think of when Thomas Robinson could have just taken a baseball bat and hit Phil Pressey with it. When
he
went up for that block, like at the very end of the game, that was so like awesome. Like the energy and Missouri losing was just quite possibly one of the best things ever. He just gets more excited
because KU wins.
They're
actually good this year.
I like KU winning. You know?
Did that game already happen? Did the MU KU?
No, it's Saturday.
No, that's
okay,
Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
I was just talking about in 2012 when we went to the
final. Oh, okay, okay. I was like, wait a second. I wanted to watch that game, even though Mizzou's going to get shit on.
That game's on Saturday. Oh, guess what? We have a game when that game's going on.
Ah,
so.
Shit.
It's at 2:15.
Painful.
That hurts. Well, I guess we'll go ahead.
There's a mean, just like you're talking about college basketball, Villanova and Baylor play Sunday afternoon.
That'll be a good game.
At 2 o'clock.
You know, also, Duke, beating Purdue's Zags.
Purdue's the number one team in the country. Don't sleep. It's
early March Madness is going on right now.
If you expected Gonzaga to lose, it was now.
Yeah, because they'll be fine.
I mean, they're going to cruise through their conference. They do every year.
Duke's going to probably win the ACC, I would say.
Yeah, I don't even know. How many other teams in the ACC are even ranked?
Think about this. It's Krzyzewski's last ride.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I just want to say, too.
There's not another ACC school that's ranked, if I'm looking at this correctly.
No, probably not. I just want to say to EJ Liddell, the center for the Ohio State Buckeyes, I remember when you were a little kid and we were friends, and the fact that you had 14-14 and beat Duke really hurts my soul. Really hurts my soul.
You know EJ Liddell?
Yeah, I watched the kid grow up and play football with my little brother.
That's cool.
Yeah, he started out playing football, was an offensive tackle, phenomenal offensive tackle, then moved out to St. Louis around the time I did, started playing basketball. And
I think he made a good decision.
He definitely made the good decision.
Switching from football to basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in that game against Duke, he had 35 minutes, went 14-14 with 6 assists.
Okay, do we want to give Riley his, 2 minutes to talk about Tigers so he can jump into the NFL?
Okay, yes. You literally get, at max 5 minutes.
No, you get at max 2 minutes starting right now.
Go.
So my hot take last week was Tiger will return, and I'm proud to say that Tiger Woods is returning to play in the PNC Championship next week with his son, Charlie.
Tell everyone what that is.
Well, what the PNC is, it's like a father-son tournament. Tiger and Charlie will be competing. Last year they played pretty well. It was just cool to see Tiger, the greatest golfer of all time, and then his son, who played pretty well, had some great shots, even carried him to an eagle on one of the first holes that first round. So it's a 36 hole event. It begins on December 18th, and this is the first time we're going to see Tiger play competitive golf since last year's PNC, and nearly 10 months removed from the big injury. And when I tell you, this is great, not only for Tiger, but the game of golf, this is going to be awesome because you're also going to see Tiger in Sunday Red. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know how many people are going to sit down and watch that, but Tiger's back. It's exciting.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch golf like that, but you know, who knows? Maybe I'll turn it on just to say that I did.
Just to see the big cat come back.
Okay, thank God they're not playing in it again.
Who?
Justin Thomas and his dad. Because that's cheating.
Yeah, they're just...
JT's a pro, and his dad is basically... His dad's a PGA professional, that wasn't even fair. Okay.
Wow, that was actually a lot shorter
than
Minute
and 40 seconds.
I'm proud of you.
He understood. We gave
him I understood the assignment, Aaron.
You watch too much TikTok.
I know. I love TikTok.
I think we all love TikTok.
I do. I sit there and watch all the ones of kids getting smashed in a football game. I'm like, oh, snap, that kid died. Well, time for the NFL, guys. We're ready. We're here. Yes. Picks.
Congratulations to Aaron. Finally rode the Lions to victory.
Let's go.
Good job, Aaron.
Against the track. Well, Kirk Cousins didn't even play that bad, but they still lost to the Vikings. They still lost to the Lions.
29-27.
Jared Goff with a
touchdown at the buzzer.
Yeah.
At the buzzer.
The bank is open.
I'm here for it. You know what? They won. I literally wrote them to death, and I'm okay with it.
It's probably the last time Aaron will pick the Lions.
Yes, it really, really is. but
we're, No, you can't pick the Lions this week. They're at Denver.
Well,
it's probably a very mad Denver team, but
yeah, very good point. Anyways, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Minnesota Vikings, who just lost to the Detroit Lions, as we just said. And you know, I think this is going to be a big week for the simple fact of the rumors are spreading. It is rumored that this is going to be the final season for Ben Roethlisberger to be wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is going to be their quarterback next year.
I mean, this doesn't surprise anybody, though, right?
No.
No, like, he hasn't played well this year.
They're definitely drafting Kenny Pickett, and Kenny Pickett's going to go.
Are they going to – I don't know if they're going to be high enough to get Kenny Pickett. If he goes
– Stroud's going to go – it'll be Stroud first.
Stroud's a freshman.
Oh, you're
Stroud's
right.
Stroud's got 2 more years in college before he can come out. Bryce Young's only a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got another year before he can come out.
I just don't think this quarterback class is
– Well, you got the kid from Wake Forest.
Great.
I don't even know who that kid is.
I can't remember what his name is, but he's – He's actually pretty good.
Howell's in this draft, isn't he?
I believe so.
His draft stock plummeted, didn't it?
Yes, it did, because they kind of died. Sam Hartman.
Well, that's what happens when you lose your two running backs to the NFL.
Well, also, Spencer Rattler is not going to the draft this year, because he's going to transfer, so I guess.
Well, we all knew that was coming.
Well, Sam Hartman's a sophomore, so he's got another year before he can play.
It's like Matt Corral, Malik Willis out of Liberty, Kenny Pickett. Is Pickett a senior?
I thought he was.
Pittsburgh won't draft a quarterback.
He's 23, so I'm assuming he is a senior.
I honestly think Pittsburgh will.
He's actually article from NBC Sports. He's undecided whether he's going to play in the Peach Bowl or not.
Well, Kayvon Thibodeau has already come out and said he's not playing in the Bowl.
After Cristobal left, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
No.
This mock draft by Pro Football Focus has Kenny Pickett going third to the Texans.
That wouldn't.
Well,
I mean, they need a quarterback.
They do need a quarterback.
Matt Corral to Carolina. I think that's probably a really good fit, because we know Cam's bad.
Cam do be bad.
So
yeah, that's painful to hear.
Well, I'm gonna take.
Maybe Cam Newton would have thrown the ball more than 3 times.
Ooh.
Could you imagine if you had had Cam in that game?
Well, I was thinking about that because you would have had an extra weapon.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't understand fully why they got rid of Cam completely.
In the preseason, Cam Newton didn't play terrible. He actually played pretty good. I mean, he looked a little more comfortable under center. I think the big thing why they went with, like, Mac Jones right away was because the schemes that McDaniels wanted, I think they fit Jones better, and they wanted to get him, like, his feet wet quicker so then he didn't have to.
Because
like,
he's basically Tom Brady.
Well, yeah,
junior.
I mean, he
looks a lot like, he reminds me a lot of Tom Brady when Tom Brady was a younger quarterback.
And also, he's trademarking MJ10, just like Tom Brady trademarked TB12. So, I'm not saying anything.
Oh, my.
Not drawing comparisons or anything.
You are definitely drawing comparisons.
They have Howell going to Pittsburgh at 18.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, they're going to draft a quarterback, or they're going to.
Aaron Rodgers. I would love to.
I saw something today that Russ would like approve a trade to like New Orleans, Denver, and
I think
the Giants.
I think Russell Wilson to New Orleans is a huge possibility.
I think that you bring up the fact that you think Aaron Rodgers is leaving, but I think that if this mock draft that I'm looking at right now, and they were able to pull off this draft pick and getting a first round receiver.
That's funny because they're not going to draft a receiver. just like they should have drafted a receiver, and then they drafted Jordan Love.
Okay,
I mean,
we can
come on now.
We can hate on that pick all over and over again, but
we are going to hate on that pick over and over again. Sorry,
hey,
Aaron.
He fared not too horribly against the Chiefs.
Well, our defense sucks.
At
so,
that point in the season, their defense sucked.
I mean,
they're getting
their defense
better.
Still sucks, but
they're getting better.
Yeah, but you know
I'm
what?
Giving you props, Dakota. Like they're
I
getting
don't even,
better on defense.
Yeah, we're getting better. That doesn't mean we're good. Now our offense looks like it's broken.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna take Captain Kirk on this one. I think he's gonna look for a way to bounce back against losing to the worst team in the league.
I think Pittsburgh wins this game. Dalvin Cook's questionable. Adam Thielen's got a high ankle sprain. He's probably out for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it depends on what
banged up Minnesota.
It depends on what Big Ben you get, though. you know.
I don't think it does.
No, because he's just a statue.
I don't think it matters which Big Ben you get. You still got Najee Harris on the ground, and you still have that really good receiving core, and you still have a fantastic. And TJ's back this week, right?
I don't know.
But the only reason I say, like, what Big Ben you get, it he's really shifty when weeks, like, can he move the ball down the field? Like, Najee Harris, they can't rely on him the whole time, you know, because they're going to have to go to the air. And those receivers are going to have to bring in the ball as well.
And, yeah, I agree with that. And that's a very good point. But, I mean, TJ Watt's back. And he was back last week. I just think that defense is going to be able to overpower that offense so easily. Like, you got to think about it. They just lost their safety. They just lost their safety valve of Adam Thielen. Yeah. Like, that was their guy that they go to whenever he's in a jam.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Adam Thielen's there and he's going to catch it. But now that you don't have it, you got to rely on Justin Jefferson and.
Which he's been proven reliable.
Yeah, proven reliable. But then, and then who? Craig Beebe?
KJ Osborne is their number two. And they went a lot to their tight end after Thielen went out of the game, too.
I'm just saying, like, when you don't have that number one guy anymore, it's going to be an issue. We've got the Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. Personally, I don't even really need to talk about this. I already know. I'm taking the Browns. I think Baker Mayfield is starting to actually find a little bit of a rhythm. Like, a little bit. Not great, but also not bad either.
It's kind of like each year we get like the cycle of Baker Mayfield where it's like he sucks for a little bit and then he starts figuring it out. And then it's like he woke up feeling dangerous and he starts playing really, really well. The Ravens just – at the beginning of the year, I was like, the Ravens have a chance to make the Super Bowl because like their path was pretty clear like when the Chiefs were struggling and all that. But they've lost games that they should not have lost. They played – not as well in recent weeks. I'm going to take Cleveland because it is in Cleveland, and I think Baker Mayfield is finding a rhythm. I think it'll be a close game, though. I also feel like Lamar Jackson's got to show up and show out this week, too, and prove that he's still that guy. I mean, they're right up there at the top of the AFC. I mean, you don't want to lose ground.
I mean, doesn't Baltimore remind you a lot of Pittsburgh from last year?
Yes.
Where you just knew the slump was coming because they kept winning games and playing awful.
It almost reminds me, even worse than Pittsburgh was New England 2 years ago, like in 2019. They started off 8-0, but they hadn't played anybody, and then they lost to the Ravens, and then they lost to like the Chiefs, and they lost to the Dolphins at the very end of it, and the Titans.
I'm also taking Cleveland,
but it does remind me of. A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of a talk on this one either, but, I mean, you got the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Las Vegas Raiders, and truthfully, as everyone's seen, the Raiders are, besides the time then on Thanksgiving when they played the Cowboys and played fairly well, they just haven't been that team since the beginning of the season, and I, as much as it pains me to say, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs on this.
Chiefs are at home. They're finding their groove. Their defense is playing really well. Dirty Dan Sorensen. Dakota, I know you're a huge fan of that pick six.
Yeah. I probably dislike that pick six more than any pick six in the history of pick sixes because it's just ugh.
It was disgusting.
I
want to see this offense.
Bridgewater's bad. He's done it for this year. They're going to go. I think one of Rodgers or Wilson goes to Denver, and the other one goes to New Orleans.
No, not Pittsburgh?
You know, not Pittsburgh.
Not Pittsburgh. Mm. But I'm going to take...
I could see Russ going to New Orleans more than Rodgers because I feel like that would suit him just a little bit better.
He fits...
Denver suits Aaron Rodgers so well because that receiving core is so good.
And they're young, too.
Yeah, they're all like... Judy will be on his rookie deal. They just signed Cortland Sutton to a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Noah Fant, a stud, when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Tim Patrick's fine. Like, they're good. Yeah. Like, But yes, yeah, you don't even need to ask me.
Yeah, no, I knew.
I just want to see this Chiefs offense get back into a rhythm.
I do too. I'm nervous because they haven't played well, but I mean, Denver's defense isn't terrible.
I think this is the week that they do it because that defense has been depleted as well.
Yeah, I mean, they played good against the Washington Footballs, and then they pulled a Raiders on themselves and, yeah. You know, gave that one away to the legend of Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke. Not Heineken, people. Not the beer.
It's also not Tyler. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
People say Tyler Heinicke. No, it's Tyler. Most definitely Taylor.
Give that man the credit he deserves. New Orleans Saints at the New York Jets. It's two really bad football teams playing against each other.
Yeah, Taysom Hill's not at a quarterback. And neither is Trevor Siemian. I mean, they're dying.
Let's go Jets.
And Alvin Kamara's going to be out again, isn't he?
He's questionable again.
He was questionable last week. And
he's been questionable the last 3 weeks.
He's going to be questionable.
Says the guy who has Alvin Kamara on his fantasy team that's had to fill.
I have just been praying.
I'm actually thankful he didn't play last week because I had Javonte Williams against Denver. Or against Kansas City, and Melvin Gordon didn't play. That touchdown Javonte Williams scored, that like basically garbage time touchdown, won me my fantasy matchup.
Nice.
Thank you, Javonte Williams. And that garbage, like, they said something about like the last play of the first half, Javonte Williams had a catch for like 30 plus yards. I'm like, I don't care. I love that. Give me those fantasy points. Let's go. I don't care. He didn't score.
I think for as much as I don't want to pick New Orleans because my gut's telling me to pick New York, because Zach Wilson threw two touchdowns and a pick last week. I mean, that's better.
And they still lost by 15 to Gardner Minshew.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because it's Gardner Minshew. He's the man.
The stash.
But, like, I mean, Zach Wilson played all right. I mean, that's what you want your rookie to do. But yeah. It'll be close. I'm going to pick New Orleans. I don't want
this
to.
This game's going to suck. I would not advise watching this football game, but I am picking New Orleans because I have no faith in the Jets.
I don't.
Elijah Moore's been good lately.
He has been.
But They're just a few weapons short. Corey Davis is out for the year now, so
that's tough.
That doesn't help.
We've got the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Football Team, and I mean,
this is going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a good game. It's a great divisional matchup, and I think personally that the Dallas Cowboys are going to struggle against Washington. I think a lot of teams. Great teams have been struggling against Washington, yep. Especially when they're at home. Mm-hmm. They play different. I feel like they have more confidence, and the team that they want to be is there in Washington, and they are going to be able to show out, and they're going to be able to stop that Dallas offense, and I don't think that Dallas defense is that defense that they were at the beginning of the year.
I think this game goes down to the wire. This might be okay. This isn't the game of the week, but this is like one of those games, like going forward in divisional. Like this could change their division drastically.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna take Washington. I think Taylor Heinicke will show out this week. I mean, I've started to get a little bit more respect for Taylor Heinicke. I mean,
you're welcome.
But like he you said, he's played really well at home.
He's gritty.
Yes.
He does not give up no matter what. It doesn't matter how many picks that man could throw in a
game.
Tough. He's still going to come back out.
Yeah, I love Taylor Heinicke, but I love Dak Prescott just a little bit more. I'm picking Dallas. And here's my thing with Dallas. Read something earlier. Zeke's not going to be 100% for 3 to 4 more weeks.
Well,
you see a lot more Tony Pollard. Yeah. But he was apparently out of practice today too. So that's bad news for Dallas. If Pollard doesn't play, I think they lose this game.
I think Tony Pollard actually opens up their offense a lot more than Zeke does.
I do too.
I think Zeke at this point in his career, he had the great rookie season. He had a pretty good second year. And since then, he just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
I mean, he's been hurt, but the reason Zeke is in, because Zeke can pass block.
Yep.
Zeke's a great pass blocker.
And in the red zone too. Like, he can run it in.
I mean, I've been watching this dude since high school.
Yeah, he's...
You know, he's from St. Louis. He's from St. Louis. He went to John Burroughs High School. I watched him in high school. Fantastic player in high school. Obviously a great player in college and a great player in the NFL. But I feel like he has just kind of fallen off, and he's trying to find that guy he was once. And that's okay. I mean, it's
people are going to have their down times, and they're going to have the times that they got to come back and find out who they are again. But he's got to pick it up, or this Dallas team is not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, they'll make the playoffs. It's just they won't win the division.
Yeah.
I think it'll be harder. I think it'll actually be difficult for them to make the playoffs without winning the division.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to play bad to not win the division. Mm-hmm. And we all know the NFC West is really good. You know there's at least two teams coming out of that.
Yeah. Rams and Cardinals are for sure coming there.
And then I mean, 49ers you don't got to worry about too. You don't got to worry about the NFC South, because that's Tampa and Tampa.
Yeah.
Like, that division's basically done, because the other three teams in that division suck.
The North is locked up. I think the
Minnesota's bad.
The Packers, yeah. I believe, just have to win this weekend. They'll clinch their playoff spot.
Bench Aaron Rodgers for a game. Let Jordan Love show out in Lambeau Field in December.
They won't do that. They won't do that. We're playing Chicago.
I'm not talking about this week.
Is this a scenario this year, too, where we maybe see teams, like, sit their stars, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a long season.
Yeah.
And it would be good for them. I mean, it's always, like, remember when Alex Smith had that big year, and then they let Mahomes play, like, the last week? I feel like we're going to see a lot of that.
I think we see a lot of that with a lot of teams.
Because you can't take the chance of – you don't take the chance of letting your guy get hurt, because at those last 2 weeks of the season, teams are going to look at it and go, well, fuck it, I'm not playing in the playoffs. You guys are. I'm about to take your shit out.
Big question is, though, okay, so like Tampa, let's think of Tampa Bay here for a second. Tom Brady is trying to go for MVP. Do you sit Tom Brady the last week?
Absolutely.
Yes, because I don't think the committee is going to take into account that it's the last game.
Yeah.
Like, and as of right now, I think the closest person to him is like, still 500 yards below him, isn't he?
Tom's having a hell of a year.
Like, so I don't think it's all that much of an issue, to be completely honest with you. But at the same time, like, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, you want that look, but I mean, like I said, okay. So I was wrong. Tom Brady's thrown for 3,771 yards. Next closest is Derek Carr at 3,663. But he's not in the MVP talk.
No.
And then next after him is Matthew Stafford at 3,611. He's not in the MVP talk.
No.
Like, so I wouldn't even worry about it.
Well, I mean, the other two teams in that division, Atlanta and Carolina, is going to play on Sunday. This is going to be a terrible game.
Yeah,
this is another game I do not advise watching, because
I don't know. I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a good game, and he's just going to score.
Cordarrelle Patterson's playing.
Attaboy.
Yeah, hey, I'm on a hot streak with that name.
I know you are. I'm personally going to take Atlanta. I think Kyle Pitts is just going to have a great game, and it'll be.
As much as I love Cam Newton, and Cam Newton's one of my favorite players, they don't win this week. I mean, I just don't think.
I think they want retribution.
And McCaffrey's done for the year now, too. So
yeah, it's going to be hard for Carolina going forward. But
I think Atlanta wants a piece of somebody else, because they have just gotten shit on and shit on and shit on over and over and over again by Tom Brady. And I think they just need a good win.
I'm picking Atlanta, too. I don't think Carolina has anything left.
No. I don't either, but... And actually, a matchup that could be somewhat decent, because it could be good.
This isn't going to be a good game. Mm-hmm.
You got the Seattle Seahawks and the Houston Texans. I mean, Tyrod Taylor has not been playing horrible.
But Seattle might have figured something out last week. They beat San Francisco.
That's really saying something. And prayers out to the... Oh, my goodness. I can't even think of his name off the top of my head.
The safety for Seattle?
Yeah.
His name's Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams.
No. The player for San Francisco, who was taken off on an ambulance.
I didn't even see that.
Trenton Cannon. Trenton Cannon. Yeah, he was taken out of the game on a stretcher in an ambulance for a potential neck injury.
Shoot.
So prayers up to him, and hoping for a speedy recovery, because – I can't imagine what that's like to take that kind of injury, especially during a game of that kind. I mean, it's an NFL game. Yeah, like that's just it. The 49ers put out a release on the 6th, which was 2 days ago, and said that he is in stable condition, and that he was going to be staying in Seattle for further evaluation. But he is doing better, actually, it looks like, has been discharged of Monday and is doing better. So good to hear that. But once again, prayers up to him and hope for a speedy recovery.
That being said, I'm taking Seattle.
I am also taking Seattle.
I don't think Houston's that
good. I'm going to take the underdog. I'm just going to take Houston.
All right. Well, we're a leg up there because there you go. Russ ain't losing to this team.
This is like Russ's swan song in Seattle.
He's got to finish strong.
Yeah,
Could you imagine if they like won out?
I would laugh.
It'd be suck to be a Jets fan because the Jets have that first round pick. That was the Jamal Adams trade.
Oh my God.
Detroit Lions in Denver. What's happening?
Ugh. This game also.
These sucks. Games are actually just ass.
They get better at the end.
You know what?
I just wish we could hit fast forward.
Like two of the last three games are like the two of the three best games of the week.
Oh, absolutely.
The late afternoon game and the Monday night game are the two best games of the week.
And the Sunday night game's not bad, guys.
Chicago sucks.
Yeah, but.
It'd be better if Mitchell Trubisky
he's just
was the Chicago quarterback.
We keep
talking about Mitch, man.
We love Mitchell Trubisky.
If we keep talking about it, maybe he'll make it back on to that Bears roster.
He'll be, God, I hope Mitchell so. Trubisky will be a starting quarterback next year.
Yeah.
He should be. Like, what's the difference between, Tyrod Taylor and Mitchell Trubisky? Like, Mitchell Trubisky's better, right?
You know where I could see?
Oh, absolutely.
You know where I could see Mitch going? I could see him going to Atlanta.
I could too.
I would like that actually.
That's if he's gone. If Matt Ryan is done.
Matt Ryan doesn't have a whole lot left either. He's in the Big Ben scenario.
Matt Ryan's going to go somewhere else. Kind of like a Philip Rivers situation at the end of his career. I think Matt Ryan goes somewhere else because last year
Matt Ryan to Pittsburgh? Question mark.
Ooh,
could be. That'd
be interesting.
It'd be a little bit more mobile than Big Ben, but it'd still be
everyone's more mobile than Big Ben. Like, let's be honest here.
The guy sitting on his couch watching the game is more mobile than Big Ben. Ben is about as mobile as a tree, so. With the wind blowing 30 miles an hour, so.
I'm going to take.
Still not mobile.
Let's get into that a little bit later.
I'm going to take.
Your quarterback's not mobile either, so.
That's true.
He might be the second least mobile quarterback in the league.
Get rocked. But I'm going
to... And he's a rookie. He doesn't have an excuse.
The least mobile quarterback in the league is Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady at least runs for first down.
Have you seen how awkward he runs? Vince Wilfork could have beat him in a race.
Hey, Tom Brady led the Buccaneers one game in rushing yards.
He also did that for the Patriots a couple times too because we didn't have a running game there.
Big Ben's
years.
Not mobile.
No, he's bad.
He is,
but again,
he's a statue in the pocket.
Tom Brady.
Granted, he's still hard to bring down because the man is huge.
Yeah, no,
but
tree.
I'm gonna take Detroit.
You're riding the Detroit train, man.
Of course he is. Did you expect anything less of him?
No. But here's the thing. Detroit's going to play themselves out of a number one draft pick if they keep winning games.
So they need to tell Goff to just suck. Or just bench Goff and play Tim Boyle.
Goff and let Goff get right for next year when they get a number one pick. I don't know.
Yeah, but that number one pick's going to be
not
going to
be on offense.
It's so not going to matter.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you
Denver
both,
by a lot.
You guys are both taking Denver?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take Denver.
I'll speak for Riley too.
Yeah, thank you cuz I think I don't know.
Okay.
Have Riley and I picked every game? Nope,
Not yet. No.
Okay,
no.
I got to ask, do we really need to talk about this next game? I think it's just going to be an absolute
cuz Jones isn't playing and Glennon might not play either.
Jake Fromm, baby.
Oh my God.
Jake Fromm will
Georgia
get his
Georgia boy.
His
looking to get his first start in an NFL game. Who knows? Maybe he pulls a Justin Herbert.
That defense, like, they looked bad for a while, but that pass rush figured it out against that. They might have exposed that Cincinnati offensive line.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think I've never been a Jake Fromm guy. I always thought that Justin Fields should have started over him at Georgia. So
because then Fields transferred, right?
Yeah, he transferred to Ohio State afterwards,
and then turned out.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Looking at it right now, would you? And you're in that situation right now. You would tell me you would take Jake Fromm over Justin Fields.
Right now, that's not fair.
No. Right now.
I would take.
You would take Justin Fields in a heartbeat.
I would take Justin Fields every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
And the Bears are taking him on Sunday, so
that's okay. They can take him. He's
the Bears. The Bears are taking.
I can't talk about that game yet. I can't talk about that game.
I'm taking the Chargers. This is an.
Why are you even worrying about that?
I'm not.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not.
Because Mitch isn't playing. I would be worried.
Mitch is our guy.
Mitch,
Riley, are you taking the Chargers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Is that even a question?
Like, round of Chargers.
San Francisco at Cincinnati. I'm going to take San Fran.
I wanted me to be the only person to pick San Francisco.
Well, I'm picking Cincinnati, so you can.
Oh, okay.
I just have too much faith in that offense.
They got to ride on the back of Jimmy G from here on out, so to get a chance at that playoff spot.
I think this
would be a big win if they beat Cincinnati. Be a big confidence boost.
This would be bad for Cincinnati too. Like this would not. Cincinnati needs a win because that division is brutal.
Yeah, it's stacked.
That is
like they're Cleveland. 7-5. They're only a game out of first in that division.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's
not far fetched that they can still win that division.
Baltimore is still on top of that division.
Yeah,
they're 8-4.
Yeah,
every team on top of a division in the AFC has 4 losses. New England's on their bye this week, right?
Yes.
So who else is on their bye this week? Anybody? Oh, it's at the. It's at the bottom of ESPN's page. I forgot to look.
Let me take a look.
Colts, Dolphins, Patriots, Eagles.
Interesting.
Who does Tennessee play? I didn't remember typing out Tennessee. Did I forget a game?
I think you forgot.
They play the Jags.
Oh,
we're not going to put it up.
They played dirtier.
Let's go. Well, Tennessee.
You're going to write that one in. We'll just play.
We all pick Tennessee.
Yeah, just know Tennessee Titans versus the.
It was the second game. I skipped over that game when I typed it.
Tennessee Titans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. We are all taking the Tennessee Titans.
What's going to end up happening though is that Tennessee is going to end up losing this game.
Oh yeah,
Dirty Herb's going to find a way to keep his job.
No, he needs to not find a way to keep his job. The man needs to be kicked out of the NFL. He needs to go to Notre Dame picked a coach. Never mind.
Just kidding. They got. Nobody.
This game is going to be
We got the Buffalo Bills taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Here we go.
Which means we've got Mac Jones's daddy taking on Mac Jones's grandma.
I seem to remember Josh Allen losing that game on Monday
Night Football.
I seem to remember that they are also second in the division behind the New England Patriots, and I also remember that New England is the number one team in the AFC right now currently. It doesn't matter. A win is a win.
You're still buns.
You're still not
the AFC
good.
Still sucks until you come play in the NFC where there's good football teams.
Oh, okay.
Don't talk to me.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. I think I just contracted AIDS in my brain just hearing that. Good lord.
Well, you want to know what? You want to know? You really want to know? Because Aaron, I've already told you my joke. I get to use my joke finally. You know what? Mac Jones went up to Josh Allen and asked him after the game, "Daddy, how do you throw a ball in the wind?" How do you throw? Where do I get an arm like that, Josh?
You can make all the jokes you want. We won that football game, and that's a huge.
Your offensive line and your running backs won that football game.
It's a team sport. I'm not saying that Mac Jones carried them. All he did literally was hand the football off. But that is what his job was in New England. On the door, when you walk in, it says, "Do your job." And Mac Jones did his job on Monday night. and brought home probably one of the biggest wins of the damn year. They went into Orchard Park. I have heard you guys time and time again talk shit on my Patriots. And now
I will continue to do so.
And now we are the number one team in the AFC. America's worst nightmare is back, and there's nothing you can do about it because we have got our quarterback and we have got probably one of the best defenses in the league.
Hey, can I time out? Talk to me in February. Losing the actually you could talk to me in January when your season's over and you lose your first playoff game.
We won't lose our first playoff game. Now when we have a home game, we won't lose a playoff game before at home. And
you know what else is going to happen? One, you're going to gag this division because Buffalo's better than you. Two, you're going to have to go on the road and play either Baltimore, Kansas City, or who the hell's winning the other division? Tennessee, I'm not. You might beat Tennessee. They suck.
We're undefeated on the road this year. I'll take that. I'll take that chance.
Okay.
I like it.
You want to come to Arrowhead and play?
Yes, I do.
Quarterback in the league.
I do. I do.
Okay.
Because Belichick always coaches up a great defensive scheme against him. Even last year when Cam Newton was not the starting quarterback and Brian Hoyer was the starter, the game was close going into the fourth quarter. Do you remember that? Because I do. I do not forget games like that.
Can we take a break?
He held Patrick Mahomes scoreless in the first half of the AFC Championship game when they were on the road.
And then we proceeded to shit on you in the second half.
And lost, and we ended up winning our sixth Super Bowl title.
Good for you. My God. Is the first time I've cussed on the podcast. How dare you make me do that?
Can we take a moment? Pause.
Can we all just drink some water right now? I think there's a little nervous tension.
There is not.
Cut the tension in here with a knife.
But no, I would I would take the odds of us going
knife.
On the road. I'm a big fan of everyone hating on the Patriots right now because it's pissing everybody off that they're back so quickly.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you taking Buffalo or Tampa Bay?
It's going to be just like old times for old Tommy Boy when he handles Buffalo on Sunday.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, Josh Allen's going to throw this secondary all over the yard.
I just wanted to know.
Hold on.
We can go back on the rant after we're done.
But hold up. I just want one thing about Tampa. It's just that offense is good. That defense sucks. But Tom's having an MVP year. I think he wins the MVP this year.
Can I run you back your winning streak real quick? Can I please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we finish picking games before we do this?
Let's save
we have
the
two
new
games. We have two games left.
Okay, we'll table
then
this.
Then we can yell at each other.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy the yelling at each other part.
Okay, so we've got Sunday Night Football. Chicago Bears are headed to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers. Nobody even needs to ask me who I'm picking.
You don't need to ask me who I'm picking.
Winter is here. Winter is in Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers' death taxes and wins.
At Lambeau in December? Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, there's not a team. I don't think there's a team in the NFL that could come into Lambeau.
This is Aaron Rodgers' last December in Lambeau. So we better just enjoy this.
While we still can.
Moment to serenade.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Seeing the snow fall, Aaron Rodgers.
You and I are both under the impression that wherever Rodgers goes, Adams goes too, right?
Yes, I fully agree.
I agree that if Aaron Rodgers leaves,
dare I say it's going to be like a Tom Brady situation where Tom was calling the shots. He's like, I want these guys on my team. Aaron Rodgers is going to do that for whatever team he goes to.
That's true.
So he'll get out.
So maybe he does that in New Orleans. Maybe he goes to. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is tired of playing in the cold. Maybe he wants to go play in a dome and relax. And, they still have Michael Thomas. I mean, he's not
Slant
dead.
Slant boy.
I just want to say, though.
Now, you pair him with Devontae Adams, you might as well get scared.
And Alvin Kamara, too. I mean, that's
Rodgers doesn't mind throwing to his running backs.
That,
I mean,
that would be a hell of a team.
I just want to say that I'm not going to say shit that Aaron Rodgers is leaving until the fat lady's singing.
Fat lady will sing.
She's warming up.
She might be warming up, but she ain't sung yet, so fuck off.
I can hear.
Does he leave if they win the Super Bowl?
No.
Yes.
No.
just a total dick move there at the end. Won the Super Bowl. Goodbye, everybody. Been nice knowing you.
That sounds like Tom.
No, that wasn't Tom. Because he left after we got beat by the Titans in the wild card
after
round.
They got
after
they got Derrick Henry'd.
The year after we won our sixth Super Bowl title, and then he ended up winning it in Tampa.
Okay, so last game of the week. Los Angeles, Arizona. Let's be honest here. The Rams have died.
No, they're still good. Wrong. The Rams are still good.
If Arizona loses this game, I think
I will still stand behind my pick. Like, I still think that LA wins that division.
I'm just okay. Like, Arizona's good. I just don't know how sold I am on them, because Kyler Murray's got to remain healthy, and so does
D-Hop,
and
but I don't know. I don't know if either one of them are playing.
They are.
They are both.
They played last week.
I know, but I think I saw something. They'll
play. This game, yeah, they're going to play.
I think.
Chase Edmonds might be back this week too for Arizona.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Los Angeles Rams.
I'm taking the Rams on the road.
They got to start getting the ball to Odell. Otherwise,
he had 10 targets in that game against Green Bay that they lost.
Can we take him? I will appreciate Odell really quick. That celebration.
The self-revive,
awesome.
That was amazing.
I was here for it. And, you know, that was fantastic. All right, before you guys go back to arguing, let's do hot takes.
You might want to change your Chargers pick because they might not have Keenan Allen or Mike Williams.
Ooh.
Keenan Allen has COVID, and Mike Williams just got put on the COVID list.
There might
not be anybody to throw the ball to, but I don't know if it matters because they might. Austin Eckler might have 15 catches Sunday, but
that's fine. I'm still going to stick with the Chargers.
I'm sticking with the Chargers.
Josh Palmer game. Here you go. Their rookie wide receiver. That's happening right now. Josh Palmer. If they're both out.
Show out. Hot takes. What you got? Anybody? I'm not going to lie to you. I really didn't have anything.
There's nothing crazy going on right now. Like,
I say.
None of the head coaching hires in college football surprised me. But like.
Yeah.
I say we wait. On hot take until next week when we talk about bowl games.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'll say one hot take. I think Tiger and Charlie will place top five in the PNC.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
That's cool.
Now if they win, I will go crazy, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to save my hot take for this week until next week just because I've definitely got one for...
Oh, I've got one for...
For the bowl games.
The bowl game.
So
I've got one for the playoff, but I'll save that for when it's necessary.
Yeah. So just to let you guys know, we are going to next week, we're going to have a...
Do we want to do two next week?
We could do two.
We've got time. You guys, we're done with classes. I'll be gone Tuesday, but I'll be around Wednesday and Thursday.
Shoot.
I mean, we also have these things called computers that we can Zoom.
Yeah.
Interactive.
Yeah. People can see our beautiful faces again. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nope. This is where you get to bow out for a minute.
All right,
let's see. You played the New York Football Jets. What's their record? What's the Jets' record? Oh, they're 3-9. Then you play the Chargers.
Jets.
I'll give you that one. That's a good win.
It was a big win.
That was a good win. Then you proceeded to play the Panthers. Well, we all know how bad the Panthers suck. Then you proceeded to play the Browns. They also suck. Then you proceeded to beat the Falcons. They also suck.
Hold on. We'll say the Browns... Are higher than suck.
Higher than they were. They're better right now than they were then. Because I'm pretty sure they were still Kareem Huntless then.
Yeah.
You played the Falcons. They suck. You played the Titans without everybody that is relevant on the Titans. They suck. You played Buffalo in 50-mile-an-hour wins. I would be proud of two of those wins. Every one of those games, but L.A. and Buffalo, were you probably favored to win those games.
Well,
like, you should have won those games.
Like, yeah, and we should have won,
and
we did.
You're at Indy next week. God, your schedule's so easy. God, you end the season with Jacksonville and Miami.
Just a little warm-up, getting ready for home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know about throughout the playoffs.
Kansas City
ain't losing a game the rest of the way either.
You do bring up a good point. Like, they played bad teams. But the point differentials in those games is exactly what you would expect.
I mean, the Jets were terrible.
Yeah, but they beat them handily.
They still are.
It wasn't like they played them close. And everyone was really high up on the Browns, and they handled business against the Browns. They beat
Was
them
that the week they lost Odell?
I think so.
Okay, that might have something.
The Panthers were...
The Panthers are just bad.
They were bad, but they played well
and
against them.
And that's a Christian McCaffrey-less team, too, I believe.
Buns.
And then you played the Calvin Ridley-less Falcons. God.
But shut them out, though. I mean...
That's probably why you shut them out, because you take away Kyle Pitts, there's nobody else in that team that does anything.
And
did Patterson not play that game either?
No.
Yeah, that was the game Patterson didn't play either.
The Titans were the number one team in the AFC at the time when
because of Derrick Henry and AJ Brown.
Well, yeah,
who both didn't play.
They didn't play. And
Ryan Tannehill is ridiculously overrated when he doesn't have really good guys to throw the ball to.
And the Patriots defense is really good.
I'm not going to disagree with you. The Patriots defense is really good.
I will also not
disagree. I'm not disagreeing with the fact. I want you to pump the brakes there a little bit, bud. I just want you to pump the brakes a little bit because, you lost to New Orleans.
That's the only game that we've lost by double digits.
You lost to the Dolphins.
We lost by one.
I don't care. We lost by two
to the Bucks.
Hey, just like you said, a win is a win, an L is an L.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And that's why
you played Dallas well. You only beat the Texans by three.
That's tough.
That's the one game where you look at the Patriots defense and you're like, huh? If I'm not mistaken, Davis Mills threw for 300 yards in that game.
Yeah, it wasn't
yeah. Davis good. Mills threw for 312 yards and three touchdowns in that game.
Oof, that's tough.
I won't disagree with you. Belichick always has a game plan for Mahomes, but yeah. What was the final? What year was that? Was that 2019? Or was that 2018?
That Belichick had the.
Are you talking about the AFC Championship game?
D Ford.
2019. No. Last year, they played the Chiefs.
I believe it was 2018 because that was
2018 was the was that game.
2018 was the infamous D Ford offside.
Because 2019 is when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
2018 was the year that Dakota was jumping around his living room yelling, "We were going to the Super Bowl," and then saw the flag on the ground that D Ford jumped offside.
And then
I want you to know that that was one of the biggest emotional drop-offs I've had during a sporting event. Oh my
god! I've had my fair share.
Oh my gosh! I about died. I'm glad. And then they proceeded to cut D Ford.
Yeah, mean,
bye. Get out.
See you later.
you just gave away our Super Bowl.
I think my biggest emotional drop-off was watching Game 5 of the. I believe it was the Western Conference Finals for the NHL.
Actually, that might not even be my lowest. My lowest might be the Warriors gagging a 3-1 lead to the Cavs.
I think my lowest was either Super Bowl 42. Fuck, that was fucking bullshit.
Was that the Tyree catch?
That was the Tyree catch.
Ugh.
Or Y.E. Yang gunning down Tiger Woods in the 2009 PGA Championship. Just took my soul out of my
good
body.
God, how old were you when that happened?
I was
like
nine.
Seven?
I was nine.
That's close.
Y.E. Yang gunned down Tiger when he was wearing Sunday red.
Then the Mario Manningham catch.
Oh, yeah. Pain.
Oh, God, that's got to be a name you hate. You must hate Eli Manning.
I think Eli Manning is hilarious. I love the Manning cast.
I need to watch the Manning cast. I need to stop. This might be a good week to do it.
Joe Buck toasted Peyton. He said, Peyton was like, "Hey, Joe, whenever there's like a big blowout, do you ever like want to like ask questions to people that are on the team getting blown out during the game?" He's like, "Yeah, the first time I ever thought of that was when you were getting the crap beat out of you against the Seahawks in the Super Bowl." And then
that Super Bowl was awful.
That was terrible.
Wow. It's kind of Joe Buck, no room to roast anyone. You are a terrible broadcaster.
Yet Joe Buck does everything huge for
every
Fox.
Yeah.
I'm glad he does.
Joe Buck doesn't do basketball.
I'm glad he doesn't do the U.S. Open anymore.
I'm also glad he doesn't do the UFC.
Well, that's Joe Rogan.
I would literally cry if Joe Buck ever stepped foot near a UFC.
No, Joe Buck doesn't know. No, like, you stick to football and you stick to baseball. Like, those big time guys, outside of like Nance. Nance is like the only one who like should do golf because he's the best in the world at it.
Him and Phil Mickelson should do it together.
Ugh,
I'm not a big fan of Nick Faldo. I do like Nick Faldo though, but like, I want Mickelson up there and I want Azinger gone from NBC.
You and me both.
He's so bad.
He is terrible.
You know, if I was going to have a hot take this week, my hot take would be that Dustin the Diamond Poirier is winning the lightweight championship.
He's the favorite to win the fight.
Oh, good.
So that's not much of a hot take when he's the favorite to win.
He better. I would say he's going to win in the first round. First round.
Okay, okay. Now that's a hot take. That's probably a hot take that he wins.
Dustin the Diamond Poirier wins the lightweight championship first round knockout.
Be interesting to see what McGregor says if that happens.
It won't matter what he says.
Well, I know.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
I know, but like
Dustin's holding that title up around his waist at the end of the fight, McGregor can say whatever the fuck he wants. And
does he ever fight again?
Yes.
Who's he
got? I think he's got one lined up.
Does he?
He needs to. He, for legacy, he needs to try it one more time and see if he can get back to the top. I think it'd be awesome. I mean, this is setting up to be like one of those like Rocky movies, you know, coming back from a huge injury, and then you get to see, you know, the once like famous, notorious Conor McGregor come back. It'd be kind of cool, but
yeah, yeah.
Who I'd rather see fight is Hezbollah. I want to see Hezbollah fight so badly. I'm pretty sure Dana White actually they haven't confirmed it yet, but Dana White and Hezbollah have been talking about like him like actually fighting, which would be like,
who is he gonna fight?
Who's the other kid?
I don't know, but
that they always like on TikTok, you know. But
Hezbollah, how tall is Hezbollah?
I don't know, but he's got the heart of a lion.
He might have the heart of a lion, but unless they can find somebody who's as tall as him, they're not going to let that man fight.
I love Hezbollah. It's my boy.
Well, I think that's it. I think we're at the point in our show that we have just kind of run out of shit to talk about. And, you know, it really do be like that sometimes. But nonetheless, guys, stay classy. Have fun. Go watch sports. If you have the money for it, pay for UFC pay-per-view this weekend just because it's probably going to be...
$269, right?
Yeah, $269. It's probably going to be absolutely insane.
Watch Tiger
Amanda
win.
That's it. You can pump that next... You can hype that up next week, too.
Yeah, and just get ready for the absolute madness that's going to come in the next couple weeks for college football and the bowl games. But once again, I'm your host, Aaron Lewis. In front of me is Dakota Smith, and to the left of me is Riley Funk, and you are listening to the Notorious R.A.D.